Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ranking is a reflection of that. Duke, over a span of years that dates back to 1997, has never finished worse than 19th at KenPom. Can you imagine? More than two decades, year after year, all this roster turnover, you never finish worse than 19th. And of course, in the good years, you finish number one. And Kentucky, in that same time frame, has had 15 top 10 finishes. Duke's had 20 top 10 finishes, Kentucky 15. So, like, you can think whatever you want to think about Mike Krzyzewski, John Calipari, about Kentucky and Duke, but the truth is, if you were trying to make the safest bet you can make every year blindly, just assume Duke's going to be awesome and Kentucky's going to be awesome, because they almost always are. Where's Memphis? 22nd. So a top 25 program in a segment of time that dates back to 1997. Obviously, a lot of that's going to be because of the great John Calipari years. Sure. Obviously, it's brought down a little bit by the two awful Tubby Smith years. You hope Penny Hardaway, if we do this again in 10 years or 5 years, he's got Memphis in the top 20. I feel like it's reasonable to bet that he probably will.
Story number four.
Interesting news last night from a Duke-centric website. Kennedy Chandler is now on the Duke radar, and it's possible that he'll get a Duke offer very soon. Now, remember, he is the Brackhurst Christian point guard. He's only class of 2021, not 2020, so he's just getting ready to start. Like, he probably starts next week, his junior year of high school. And Duke rarely offers too many people that early. I think now they've got out maybe four offers to class of 2021 kids, one of them being Patrick Baldwin, who is some people's number one player in the class, another one being Paulo Banchero, consensus top five player from Seattle that Memphis is also recruiting. But according to this Duke-centric website, they got a lengthy article on Kennedy Chandler. Kennedy could be the next prospect in the class of 2021 to get a Duke offer, and it's just a testament to how far he's come really over this summer, but certainly dating back to his high school year. As a sophomore, leads Brackhurst to a state championship, wins Mr. Basketball, then plays for Mocan Elite, wins Peach Jam, becomes the first ever Memphis player, even if it wasn't for a Memphis team, to lead a team, and he did lead them. He was the point guard. To lead a team to a 17 and under Peach Jam title, gets invited to USA Basketball. I was there, so was Mike Krzyzewski, John Shire. I sat with them and watched Kennedy Chandler. I knew they were interested, and now comes the news that they could be extending an offer very, very soon. So, listen, Memphis has offered, and Memphis was always going to have to beat other good schools to get him. But now you're sitting here with, you know, a Kansas offer, with an Arizona offer, and maybe in a few days, few weeks, 3 months, also a Duke offer. Once again, if Memphis is going to get one of its priorities in the class of 2021, they're going to have to beat some of the big, big boys to make it happen. Doesn't mean they can't do it. They've already done it before. But they would, in the case of Kennedy Chandler, looks like going to have to do it again. Jeff Calkins up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Find more ways to save at Kroger. Like one extra fuel point for every dollar you spend Thursday through Sundays. Just get your coupon at Kroger.com or on the app. More ways to save. It's easy. Restrictions apply. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Social Security case, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Before you sign the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a ream of Staples copy paper is just $3.49. That's our lowest price of the season. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only. Ends 8/10/19. Valid on SKU 135855 while supplies last. Limit 10.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. Get $20 toward a Ben & Jerry's ice cream cake for only $10. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs and thighs in original or spicy, and 2 large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
It's premium 80-proof vodka. It's made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it, Bennett Doyle?
It is so smooth you can drink it straight.
So smooth you can drink it straight. Filtered 3 times to create that soft, silky soft finish. Surely you know by now it's what I get when I'm in the liquor store. The reason's simple. It's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You can buy a more expensive bottle of vodka. You just want to flush money down the drain. That's silly. If I'm giving you a quality vodka that's reasonably priced, just buy that one and save some money and spend that money on some other stuff, like flowers for your wife or your husband. Doesn't matter to me. Everybody likes flowers. They got flavored vodka as well. Grapefruit is the newest, but also apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And if you're on a gluten-free diet, boy, do I have good news for you. New Amsterdam now has a gluten-free vodka. I saw it with my own eyes in the liquor store last week. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, go get that. Next time you're in a bar or a restaurant or in a liquor store, you ask for it by name. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. They're on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. That website, again, go check it out, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, and the man who got the first Q&A with the new Memphis Athletic Director. That published earlier today at dailymemphian.com. Jeff Calkins joins me now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So you're on the road trying to get some time away, and then next thing I know, you're banging out a Q&A with the new Memphis Athletic Director. This timing's not perfect, is it?
No, Gary, but as you know,
I do know.
The press never sleeps, right? It was good. I mean, it worked out fine, and I think he's an impressive guy, and so all good. And it was just a Q&A. That's just transcription.
His name's Laird Veach. He's Associate Athletic Director of Florida. He's going to start at Memphis on October 1st. For people who haven't listened to the radio today, people who haven't read the Q&A yet, what can you tell them about? There's a lot of people. People are busy, right? People are busy.
Well, I think the main thing, to me, the two takeaways about this, about Veach are, one, like, he's a big dog. People are impressed by this hire. He was very clearly going to be Curry's successor at Kansas State, except it was the situation like when Cal left. There's no way Tony Barone Jr. or not Tony Barone Jr. There was no way that what's his name? Tony. What was that?
Tony Barbie. Tony Barbie. Tony Barbie.
Thank you. It's a B. I knew it was a Tony B. There was no way that Tony Barbie was going to get the job just because they were so irritated at him that he was not going to get the job because he was Cal's guy, right? And so he would have gotten the job at K-State after Curry left, except for they were irritated. So instead he goes to Florida, and he's a big-time guy. Like, and so, to me, it demonstrates that just like the Memphis football coaching job, you once upon a time could not have gotten Mike Norvell to take that job because it was perceived to be a dead end, a go-nowhere program, right? The football job has been upgraded to such an extent that you can go get Mike Norvell and get that, and he can take that job. And I think the Memphis Athletic Department has, because of the good work of honestly, Tom Bowen, who did a good job, David Rudd, who's done a really good job, Justin Fuente, who's done a good job, Penny and Norvell and everyone, the job is now attractive in a way that it wasn't before. And so he talked about in the Q&A about momentum. Well, again, that's different than reclamation or rebuild or, you know, whatever else. I see potential. The word wasn't potential or anything else. The word was momentum. And I think that speaks to the good work that has been done in changing that athletic department. And I also say parenthetically that there are people who have ripped David Rudd along the way for being too involved with athletics, and who the hell would want to work with David Rudd because he's so involved with athletics? Well, you know, one of the best candidates out there in the country apparently wants to work with him. So this idea that he is too involved, the truth of the matter is what people don't want is a president who doesn't care about athletics. And this president very clearly cares about athletics. And as the new AD told me, as Veach told me, understands the intricacies of athletics. So that's the first takeaway to me, is that he's just, again, who knows how it'll work out. But on the resume, he ticks all the boxes. He's an impressive guy. In terms of my own conversation with him, what was striking was, for all of Tom Bowen's strengths, and I do think he had great strengths, cleaning up after R.C. Johnson administratively the mess that was left behind, he was not a warm and fuzzy guy. Like, I liked him very well when I had lunch with him or whatever, right? But he's just not a – like, that was the role that Ren Baker played. When they were working together, Ren was the guy who could talk to anybody and had an easy way about him. You would never say that Tom Bowen had an easy way about him. I talked to Veach for maybe half an hour, and it was as if he has a very easy way about him. And he also said that the main reason he's in this and his main strength is relationships. And I think it's true of every school. It's a relationship job. But I do think Memphis, more than some, is a relationship job. Money's not just pouring in at the University of Memphis. It's not just deciding where to point the spigot of money that's pointing in. It's actually having to raise that money, develop those sources, et cetera. And so I think he'll be good at that part, too. So those are the two things that stood out to me. Is one is, I think people will like him. And two, he very clearly, the fact that you could get him says something on its face about the athletic department.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And that's one of the points I made earlier. Like, at Texas, like, you don't really need to go ask people for money. I mean, it's still a fundraising job. But, like, the money's going to be there because there's so much money everywhere. At Memphis, you need to... And I could probably make you a list of 10 people, maybe 20. But the number is much smaller than it is at a place like Texas. You need those people, and you need them to feel like they're your friend. You need them to feel like they're a part of something. You need them to feel like they matter. And like you said, for all Tom's strengths, that by all accounts was a weakness. One of these people I would put on the list of 20 told me once that the only time he ever heard from Tom Bowen is when he was actually asking for money, but no time in between the times he was asking for money. And that does, even super wealthy people, it rubs them the wrong way. And, I've heard the same things you've heard. Laird Veach doesn't seem to be the type that might struggle in that department.
No. We were laughing, when I talked to him. And I don't know him from Adam, you know. And he just seems easy. Honestly, like, R.C. Johnson was pretty good with rich people,
yep,
right? I mean, that was one of his strengths. He was pretty – you would not just hear from R.C. Johnson when you needed money. And the other secret –
John Calipari was good with rich people.
Oh, John's good. John's good with anybody he wants to be – he wants to have like
– I've said that a million times. If John if John Calipari wants you to like him, and that's usually going to be because, like, he needs you for something, but if he wants you to like him, you'll like him. You'll love him. Because he's incredibly convincing and charming when he wants to be.
Yeah. So, But I mean, at Memphis, you're exactly right. There's that list of people. But the other thing is that part of the job at Memphis is to make it a longer list of people. I mean, there's only so many people with money here, but you do in the end have to also cultivate new sources as well. So, who knows how the heck this thing's going to work out? I like it at so many levels. I like that he's a football guy because, he's not a football guy. He's an athletics guy, right? But he was a former football player at K-State. Who is part of the reclamation project at K-State, obviously at Florida, been at Mizzou. But at a time when I think there's some danger that people are so excited about Memphis basketball that they go back to sort of just say, football, whatever, right? I don't think he's going to do that. And I would think that Mike Norvell, from what I know, Laird Veach, what I know of his reputation, I would think that Mike Norvell would be very happy. Among the happy people here would be Mike Norvell because I think he thinks he probably has an AD in place who will look out for him and will understand the importance of football as well as basketball.
When I talk to somebody who works in the industry and, like, I'm trying to be vague intentionally, but, like, works with administrators all over this country, like, he knows these people. And he said, if I were Mike Norvell, I'd be thrilled. If I were Penny, I'd be a little surprised. You know, and this person, as long as I'm being completely honest, said that he was a little surprised. He questioned the fit a little bit. He said Laird's a great guy, a very good administrator. The quote is basically, I didn't think his first AD job would be, quote, at a place like Memphis. And he wondered if it was a good fit. But I'll acknowledge that maybe that could be a concern. At least it was a concern to this one person. But I've always sort of fundamentally believed that if you're uniquely talented, uniquely gifted, I don't really care about fit. You'll figure it out. Smart people who are really good tend to figure it out no matter where they are.
Well, and it's funny because I agree with your point. I mean, it's fine. It was put to me a different way by someone who knows everyone in athletics, who's attached to, but by people who understand athletics. It's that they're surprised, because honestly, they're surprised that Memphis could get him. Like, they would think he would be he's the kind of guy that Memphis doesn't get. Like, you would think he would be the next AD at whatever, at Ole Miss, or that's the kind of job that people thought he was going to take as his first job. Because he could get that kind of job, because he's going to get a Power 5 job. So, to me, it's not so much that, you know, he doesn't want to understand basketball or whatever. It's that he honestly is considered sufficiently high caliber that people are surprised he'd go to Memphis. I don't mean that as a slur and slap on Memphis, but there's just a difference in financial resources in Power 5 and non-Power 5. And he is perceived as a guy who, like, he goes to Scott Strickland to Florida, and he can get a Power 5 job. And I think that's partly shows how Memphis changed the perception, that Memphis is not just perceived as that kind of a job now. Memphis is perceived as one of the really good, and part of it's the way that the conference has separated itself from the other non-Power 5, whether you believe in the Power 6 idea or not, which is fanciful, but I think it's a tribute to the way that the conference has changed. So I think, to me, it's that, yes, it's a weird fit, not because he can't do this, but because people didn't think he would take this.
Wrap it up here with Jeff Calkins. Last thing before I let you go. Do you have a sense how he got on their radar? Because, like, you know, some people do lists when it comes to this type of stuff, possible candidates, and I had never heard his name mentioned anywhere, and yet now he's, you know, formally, you know, accepted the job to be the athletic director at Memphis. Do you know how, other than he's a rising star in the industry, and perhaps that's the answer, do you know how he got on their radar?
Jonah Jordan actually had him on his first list.
Did he? Okay, then I apologize. I take that back.
Yeah, he did. He had him on his first list, and I called Jonah today or yesterday when I heard this was happening or might be in the works to congratulate him because he was on the list. And I think it was from a couple different angles. I do think the university just sort of looked for rising stars. But then there were some personal relationships involved as well. I know that, and that were part of this too. But that was part of it. But I'm told they also sort of went through their own, just let's go find the rising stars. And he was very clearly a rising star. He has been a rising star. And the truth of the matter is, it's a pretty small world. You know, I'd never heard of him. Had you ever heard of him? I'd never heard of the guy.
I think I had heard of him, but I do not know him.
Yeah. I think there were different, a lot of different relationships involved. But I do know that they partly just did the proverbial search. And I think that, the way he described it to me was that basically David Rudd handled this. And met with him, and then they brought him in with his four kids. And, it is funny. Like, just the way he just the little detail that he told me about he was his wife's paper boy. He was the paper boy who delivered the newspaper. The girl who would become his wife lived a block over in Manhattan, Kansas. It's just the kind of detail that is a good storytelling detail, you know, that suggests he's going to be. It's sort of a common touch. I actually think it will be a good fit because of the relationship part of it. Like, was Ren Baker a good fit? He was an Oklahoma State guy. Was he a good fit? No. He's a good fit because people like him. And I think that's why Laird Veach is going to be a good fit.
That is Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. If you haven't read the Q&A yet, you can find it, dailymemphian.com. And Calkins will be off to the Bahamas next week. We'll talk to you then.
Yep. See you, man.
All right. That's Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. When we come back, Laird Veach is the new athletic director at the University of Memphis. He's going to join me right after this break.
If you've been in a car crash or suffered an injury, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Almost always, the person refusing to pay you is not the person who caused the injury. It's their insurance company, State Farm, GEICO, Allstate, and the like. They make billions and billions of dollars by keeping as much money as they can in their own pockets. Big companies with the deepest pockets and an army of lawyers, literally thousands. But at Morgan & Morgan, we too have an army of lawyers. And you know what else? Many of our lawyers came from the same insurance companies we now fight against. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, our army will fight like hell for you. Just dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Hey, Mid-South hunters and fishermen. The Duck, Buck, and Bass Sportsman Expo is coming to the Agri Center in Memphis August 9th through the 11th. Friday is happy hour at Beer and Brats. Saturday and Sunday see special guest T-Bone from the hit TV show Bone Collector. Also see Frank Addington and his amazing archery show. Win a $250 shopping spree to Final Flight Outfitters or a three-day hunt of a lifetime from Trophy Club Outfitter in Indiana. For more info, go to DuckBuckAndBassExpo.com. August 9th through the 11th at the Agri Center. Hunting and fishing is what we do.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like one extra fuel point for every dollar you spend Thursday through Sundays. Just get your coupon at Kroger.com or on the app. More ways to save. It's easy. Restrictions apply. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. Get $20 toward a Ben & Jerry's ice cream cake for only $10 and turn your favorite flavors into the perfect ice cream cake for your next special occasion. You can design a custom cake online using fruits, nuts, candy, cookies, and more, or choose from a beautiful cake all ready to take home. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com and find the perfect treat at Ben & Jerry's Scoop Shop at Poplar and Mendenhall, right in front of the Malco Paradiso.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, go. Fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save us.
Hey, hey.
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, man.
This is what we're thankful.
5:23, Gary Parish Show. We're here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And earlier today, it was announced on the Twitter feed of Dr. David Rudd that the University of Memphis has reached an agreement on its next athletic director. He's currently an associate athletic director at Florida. He will take over at the University of Memphis, I believe, on October 1st. His name's Laird Veach, and he joins me now. Laird, it's Gary Parrish. How you doing?
Good, Gary. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Are you kidding? Thanks for being here. I know it's been an incredibly busy day for you. I know you've answered a lot of questions and are probably bored with it by now, but I appreciate you being here. Anyway, I want to start with something Jeff Calkins and I were just talking about, because one of the things Jeff said when he talked to other people in the industry, they were surprised, frankly, that Memphis could hire somebody like you, that you would accept the Memphis job. That's obviously an unbelievable compliment in your direction. So let's just start there. How was Memphis able to convince you to be the Memphis athletic director?
Well, I tell you what, Gary, it really wasn't that hard. I think whoever said that is selling Memphis short. It is a tremendous job, particularly right now with how things line up. I mean, look at the coaches we've got in place, the leadership that's there, passion, support, that community, position in the conference, the power of the conference. So there's a lot of things to like about Memphis. So it frankly just was not a hard sell at all.
So when does the pursuit of you start? When's the first time you realize, hey, I'm involved with the Memphis job, I'm on their radar, they might be coming my way?
You know, I had a few calls from different friends. You know, in this industry, there's you know, certainly a lot of networks, and I had some folks call me that said that you know, they had received a call or two. You know, that kind of indication. But really, the first you know, formal kind of connection really came directly from President Rudd. He called me here a few weeks ago on the phone, and just had a really great conversation for about 45 minutes, and you know, that led to the start of the process.
When I'm going through your bio, I believe I run into the idea that I think it lines up. You worked at Kansas State at the same time, correct me if I'm wrong, Clint Dowdle, who I've known since he was in high school, who is obviously a prominent Memphian, used to be at Kansas State. I think you guys worked together. Is there any connection there? Does he sell you on Memphis, or do you pick his brain about Memphis?
Absolutely. Yeah, I reached out to Clint. Clint's a good friend, a really good resource. He and his wife, Catherine, have really helped Brainy and I, my wife, through this process and told us a lot, you know, just in the last couple of weeks about Memphis and the people there and the overall community. You know, as I will admit, as I shared with Clint, my first reaction when I heard about this was, you know, kind of small town, kind of Midwest college guy fit in the big city, and he immediately talked about how, you know, that place is really just a small town in a big city. A lot of folks that just like to connect and be together, and that really fits me and my family well.
I'm talking to Laird Veach. He's the new athletic director at the University of Memphis, previously the associate athletic director, or I guess still at this moment, associate athletic director at the University of Florida. I'm glad you said what you said, because when I talk to somebody who I'm sure you know works in the industry earlier today, they said, great guy, great administrator. I didn't think his first AD job, I always thought he'd get one, I didn't think it would be at Memphis. And they wondered about the fit as well. And then basically bottom lined it with, but he's really good with people and he's a really sharp guy. He'll figure it out. But it's interesting to hear you yourself were wondering, at least on some level, like, is this a good fit for, as you put it, a Midwestern guy?
Yeah, sure. I think you got to wonder that at first. But I'll tell you what, the interactions I've had so far with all the people there, including some of the trustees and others, have just have been fantastic. And people seem very down to earth. They really care, really committed. That's all you can ask for.
Talking to Laird Veach, he's going to be the next athletic director at the University of Memphis. Obviously, you have a basic understanding of Memphis and the University of Memphis because you've been working in athletics as long as you've worked. I know you were here for a Liberty Bowl once upon a time when you were in the administration at Kansas State. What have you learned about Memphis since you got involved with the Memphis job that maybe you didn't know before and it surprised you?
Well, I'll tell you what, as has been reported and talked about a little bit, they were able to sneak me and my family in there for a brief visit here earlier in the week. And I was really impressed with some of the facility work that's been done here in recent years. You know, with certainly the basketball practice facility and now the football training complex. There really is a commitment there. They're investing in it. So I was excited to see that, and just, you know, even just driving around town, seeing some of the different communities and places to live. We're you know, we're a big family, got four children, so we're excited about that part as well.
The thing I think sometimes people forget when we're talking about coaches or even administrators is that you're not just an athletic director, and a basketball coach isn't just a basketball coach. You are often husbands with children, and you're a husband with four children. And some of them are young. I know it's not easy to move your family. In fact, I've talked to coaches who have told me before they've turned down jobs because they didn't think it was fair or right, or the timing didn't feel good about moving children from one community to another. How much, if at all, was that a topic of conversation between you and your wife?
Absolutely. You know, that. Yeah, I am a family man first and foremost. That's one of the things I really, really take pride in and, you know, want to never waver from. So when my wife and I first started talking about this, we talked about timing. And, you know, we have a middle daughter who is going to be a rising sophomore. Mm-hmm. So we really talked about, hey, if we are going to take a move, you know, now is not a bad time to do it. We'd rather do it now than wait another year or two and then move when she's in a, you know, junior, senior year in high school. So you got to factor all those kind of things in. You know, the personal side, no question impacts, you know, decisions you make, and as it should.
I'm talking to Laird Veach. He is Associate Athletic Director at the University of Florida. He will be the next Athletic Director at the University of Memphis, scheduled to take over for, at this moment, Allie Prescott. That's going to happen on October 1st. Obviously, you are going from a Power 5 and a massive Power 5 university to a non-Power 5 university, and I don't have to explain to you the challenges that come with that. You know, Florida gets an SEC check, a media check that dwarfs anything Memphis has ever gotten and probably will ever get. How, now that you're on this side of the fence, do you go about, and frankly, it might be impossible to bridge that gap until there's major, a shakeup within college athletics, but how do you keep it from widening even more over the next decade, 20 years, whatever?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me step back and say, you know, I've had the fortune of being at Florida for 2 years,
right.
But you know, really the majority of my career has been spent at places that are not too dissimilar from Memphis. You know, you look at if you go back in my early years at Kansas State, even, which really, relatively speaking, was not that long ago. You know, our budget looked very similar to what Memphis looks like now. You know, there is certainly a dramatic difference financially between a Florida and a Memphis, but there's a dramatic difference between a Florida and a lot of Power Five schools.
Sure.
So, you got to take that into account. But you know, all you can do is keep working with the resources you got. One of the advantages a place like Memphis has is it's also a little more nimble. So you're able to make decisions. You're able to stay a little more lean and mean. You may not be able to, you know, have your own private jets or have some of the advantages that come with the resources that a Florida has, but you also have an ability to make decisions and operate maybe a little more creatively, a little more strategic. There's different ways to compete. You know, certainly revenue and resources is absolutely critical. You know, and you'll find that I'll fight for every dollar I can to invest into the programs, but you know, that comes over time. You just got to keep plugging away at it.
Talking to Laird Veach, going to be the next athletic director at the University of Memphis. You take over an athletic department eventually that has Mike Norvell, one of the great young coaches in college football, in charge of its football program, and Penny Hardaway, who is arguably the hottest thing in the sport of men's basketball right now. How big of a factor, if at all, were those guys being in those positions? How much does that influence you when it comes to deciding to take this job or not take this job?
Oh, it absolutely had an influence. I mean, you make these kind of decisions. You can't make them solely on who's in place at the time,
right?
Because, you know, as we all know, you know, whether that's coaches or athletic directors or presidents or any kind of staff, those things can change. But at the same time, timing is a huge thing in life. You know, the opportunities come when they come, and the ability to come alongside those guys, along with you know, a lot of other staff and leadership that's in place there right now, is one of the things that excites me. I think it gives us a level of momentum and opportunity that can really sort of skyrocket us into another level if we're smart about it, if we work hard and do the right things to take advantage of it.
I'm wrapping up here with Laird Veach. He's going to be the next athletic director at the University of Memphis, currently associate athletic director at the University of Florida. Last thing before I let you go, and I appreciate your time. Like I said, you're not expected to take over at Memphis till October 1st. You've still got some responsibilities at Florida to deal with, and that's understandable. How much of a juggling act is these next 2 months for you in terms of doing the job you're supposed to do in Gainesville and then trying to be prepared for the job you're going to be asked to do at Memphis?
Well, transitions are always challenging, right? I mean, just from a sort of mental focus standpoint for anybody. Now, whether that's, you know, transitioning from this job to that, or anybody that's going through a move in their life, it's hard to be at one place and not be thinking about the other. So, you know, it will be a juggling act. That's a good way to put it. But at the same time, you know, Allie's doing a really good job. I immediately connected with him, feel really comfortable with him. I know the president does. So, you know, things are in good hands. So it's not like I need to, you know, get there and try to wrap my arms around everything all at once. You know, and even once I do get there, there's going to be a significant amount of time where I'm just out there, you know, meeting people, talking to folks, asking questions, listening and learning about the culture and the challenges, the opportunities that are there. You know, before you can really have an impact, you gotta listen and learn.
That is Laird Veach. He's associate athletic director at Florida, and it was announced earlier this morning that he's going to be the next athletic director at the University of Memphis. If you're not following him on Twitter already, you can, at Laird Veach. That's at LairdVeach. Laird, I can't thank you enough for your time. Like I said, I know you've been busy all day, answering questions all day, but it means a lot to me that you were here, and people are excited. We can't wait for you to get to town.
Thanks, Gary. I'm excited, too. I appreciate the opportunity, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll see you soon. Take care.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
That's Laird Veach, next athletic director at the University of Memphis. I think it's especially interesting that on his own, he brought up that he wondered if this was a good fit, you know, going from somebody with Midwestern roots and smaller town roots to, you know, the University of Memphis, you know, which is an urban university in a city of a not insignificant size. And the reason I think that's interesting and also impressive is that it suggests he doesn't lack self-awareness. Like I told you earlier, when I was asking people about him earlier today, people who know him, people who know his career, people who, you know, have had dinner with him,
yep,
and like understand who he is, they said, best human on the planet, great guy, great husband, great father, great person, A+. Very good administrator, like rock solid, understands the importance of relationships, understands organization, like he checks all those boxes. But they go, it seemed like an odd fit to me. Like I always knew he's going to be an athlete. He's going to run an athletic department, no question. But, you know, is Memphis the place for him? This is what this person said to me.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said earlier, I tend to think uniquely gifted people, they work wherever they're at. They figure it out. I understand when people say, you know, this person's never worked in this part of the country, so who are going to be as connected? If that person is actually as good as you think they are, they will figure that out.
Right.
And so I'm not as concerned with fit when it comes to coaches or administrators ever. I think uniquely talented people, way more often than not, no matter when they get a job or where that job is, if they're truly special talents, they're going to flourish. So I'm not as concerned about that. But somebody did bring it up to me, and he brought it up to himself. Hey, let's take a step back. Instead of, because another person might go, I'm in my 40s, been a rising star in this business for a little while. Now I'm offered a job to run the athletic department at the University of Memphis. Like, yeah, that can be a little intoxicating, right?
Yep.
And yet he's got enough self-awareness to go, okay, I'm intrigued by this, but is this right for me? Is the fit, you know, am I, this isn't where I'm from. This isn't where I've worked. Might I have an issue adjusting to a bigger city in a different part of the country? And he concluded that if you're making a list of pros and cons, that the pros just outweigh the cons, and maybe that's not even a con. But he at least was aware enough of the possibility that it could be an issue to think it through. And to me, that's an incredible quality, because I know enough successful people who think they can do anything and will talk themselves into it every time. In fact, I know a basketball coach. I guess I could tell the story with his name on it.
Yeah.
Dan Hurley.
Okay.
Head coach at UConn.
Yeah, we know him.
Before this, he was the head coach at Rhode Island. And in between those two things, he was offered the Rutgers job. Now, this is a guy who was a high school coach not too long ago. And now he's being offered the job of the big university in his home state of New Jersey.
Right.
And it was for way more money. And it was private jets and the whole thing. It was a dream. And I can remember talking to him about it in that time frame. And he was really struggling with it. And I didn't say this to him. And perhaps I should have. Maybe I just wasn't brave enough to say it, comfortable enough to say it. But I know somebody who he was also consulting, maybe, who said this to him. They said, Dan, you're very good. That's why you got this opportunity. Don't trick yourself into thinking you're going to be the one guy who can win at Rutgers. Why do you want to go try to do something that nobody does? Mm-hmm. Are you really that good? I mean, maybe. But more likely, you're going to get to Rutgers, and you're going to be on a private plane, and you're going to have $15 million, and you're going to be miserable because you're getting your brains beat in by Tom Izzo and by Indiana and by Ohio State and by Michigan. You're so sure of yourself that you think you can do something that clearly looks like it's not the best in terms of quality of life opportunity for you. Don't talk yourself into thinking you can do this when it seems like there's an obvious issue there. Be patient. So he turned that job down, then he got the UConn job. So he got a way better job than the job he was offered just by being patient, but also by being realistic, by knowing or being convinced, I do think I'm really good, but this might not be a great fit for me because there's about a several decades worth of evidence that's just not a great fit for anybody. It's a very hard job. And so anytime somebody can weigh those options on their own, I'm impressed by that because it shows that even if they're confident, they're also rooted in some realistic stuff. And so I thought that was super interesting for Laird Veach, the new Memphis athletic director, to bring that up. I had to wonder if I was a good fit for this and ultimately convinced himself, we're going to do this. But the idea that he at least thought about that, which is something other people were also thinking about, I do believe says something about him. Impressive guy, Laird Veach. Big thanks to Bennett for setting that up with the people over at the University of Memphis. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
Drinks nice and cold, but the sensitive teeth thing is getting old. Yeah. Time to say bye. Goodbye to the pain, because having sensitive teeth is just so lame.
Hey! 80% of sensitivity starts at the gum line. Treat it at the source with Crest Gum and Sensitivity. Crest, healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
When is a calculator more than a calculator? When it takes me from solving math problems
to exploring the universe.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. Come in store this week for great deals under $1. Right now, Staples One Subject Notebooks are just 25 cents each, and Staples Composition Books, two pocket poly folders, and 24-pack Crayola crayons are just 50 cents each. Staples, back to school and beyond. In store only, ends 8/31/19. Limit 30 on notebooks, folders, and crayons while supplies last.
Shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans starting as low as 1.99% APR. Visit OrionFCU.com for more details. APR accurate as of today's date. Conditions apply.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the Xfinity best deal of the year on internet and TV.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity best deal of the year ends September 5th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on internet and TV with the top four networks included for only $70 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. With 2 years of DVR service and 1 year of Showtime included. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Restrictions apply. New extra TV and Blast internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After two-year agreement term and one-year Showtime promo, regular rates apply.
So Dan had a home out in Bartlett. He wanted to sell it. So he did what I've been telling you to do for years now. He got in touch with Josh Hysaw. They got together. They established a price. Then Josh went to work, got 12 showings in 48 hours. And Dan's home out in Bartlett is sold for the full asking price. So how does Josh Hysaw do this? He does it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, he's effective, he knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy, and then he understands how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is you got to get in touch, and then he's going to come out and help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, Josh Hysaw is going to go to work, and then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh Hysaw will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Hysaw doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. You can even do it by text message. He's got flexible fees, no upfront calls. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147, on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a 6-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Joe Choate started Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing 60 years ago in 1958 with the mission to be honest, fair, and trustworthy to each customer, to do every job like it were his very own. Now his grandsons, Saul and Brian Choate, run the company with the same morals that their dad and grandfather instilled in them. To celebrate our 60th anniversary, Choate's would like to offer a $60 tune-up special to all our heating, air conditioning, and plumbing customers. We are also offering a 60-month, no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems and new water heater installations starting at just $60 a month. Call 755-4797 today to take advantage of our 60th anniversary specials. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner?
Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get guap. The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. It's on the web, coopersystems.com. If you need a new computer or a used computer, custom-built computer, even a gaming computer, you can get those at Cooper Systems. So if you're in the market for one, pick up the phone and call Lee and Lauren Cooper, 360-9679, 360-9679. When you get them on the phone, tell them I said hello. Then tell them what kind of computer you're looking for. Because if you're actually in search of a gaming computer, you're going to spend $2,000, $3,000 on that machine, maybe more. They ain't cheap. But if you're just somebody who's messing around on YouTube, stalking your ex on Facebook, you know, logging on to DailyMemphian.com, you do not need to go spend $1,000 on a computer. Because that computer you buy at the big box store, it's going to have a whole bunch of stuff on it you're never going to use. You wouldn't even know it's there. You're paying for it, though. At Cooper Systems, you tell them what you're going to do on a computer. I need it for A, B, and C. This is what I do. They'll say, okay, well, then this computer is plenty good enough for you. Costs $300, maybe $600. They'll figure it out. The point is, you're not going to pay for things you don't need, programs you'll never use. You get a computer that's better suited for you. It's going to be better priced for you. You're going to do that at Cooper Systems. 360-9679. 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I do think the most significant news is the developing Antonio Brown situation with the Oakland Raiders. So this time yesterday, we knew that it was already a mess, but we thought it was simply a mess because he jumped in a cryotherapy machine, I believe in France, as if they don't have them here, and he wasn't wearing proper footwear, and he burned his feet. He has frostbite on his feet. Just seems impossible, but clearly it's not. You would think if your feet are worth $50 million, you'd be like, before I get in here, is there anything I need to do to make sure everything goes well?
Right.
Or maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. You know, I do dumb stuff sometimes, too.
That hurt, man.
I currently have carpal tunnel syndrome in both arms.
That's true. And you got to break a guitar tomorrow.
So, like, who am I talking about? Antonio Brown.
Yeah, you're dealing with it, too.
Like, he can't run because he jumped in a cryotherapy machine without proper footwear. But I can't use my arms because I was swinging a sledgehammer and I guess I wasn't in good enough shape to be swinging a sledgehammer around, right? So maybe I'm just as dumb as him. Either way, we thought that was the problem. Turns out there's I don't know if it's a bigger problem, but it seems like a more significant problem. And it's got to do with his helmet. Apparently this offseason, the NFL has banned the type of helmet that Antonio Brown has been using through much of his NFL career. I think there was like 30 players who wore this particular helmet last season, Tom Brady being one of them. And they said, we've done tests. This does not protect in the way that we want it to protect. That helmet is no longer allowed. Get a new helmet. Well, he doesn't want a new helmet. He's been ranting and raving about this for weeks, months with the Raiders. And they always just assumed he'd calm down. Like, oh, well,
right. You got to get over it.
They just assume, like, okay, we get it. You're not upset, but, like, there's nothing we can do about it. No. This dude shows up with his old helmet, painted Raiders color. He, like, did it at home. Like, just imagine unless you're driving, close your eyes and picture Antonio Brown at home painting a old Steelers helmet Raiders colors, like a paintbrush and stuff. Like, what are we doing? All right? So he shows up in that. It looks like a painted Steelers helmet.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you can't wear that. Like we'll get in trouble if we let you wear that. He's cussing out everybody. He's mad as hell. Fast forward to today. My man's got both feet messed up, and he's telling the Raiders that unless the NFL allows him to wear this helmet that is already banned, he will never play football again. $50 million contract. Raiders just traded for him. He's threatening to never step on a football field again. Now, there's been a hearing, and the NFL is supposed to rule on it, and our arbitrator is going to rule on it, you know, within the next week or so. But can't think of any good reason the NFL would allow a player to wear a helmet that it's banned because it wasn't safe enough, particularly when we are in the era of nonstop conversations about concussion. Again, right. This is extreme, very extreme, but just play along here. Imagine you're the NFL. You say, okay, we banned that helmet because it's not safe enough, but we're going to let you wear it because you're crazy. He takes a concussion, retires. And then at the age of 47, he's got suffering from CTE, murder, suicide. And we go back to August 2019.
Right.
If the NFL would have never let him wear that helmet that it banned because they knew it wasn't safe enough, maybe this woman and Antonio Brown are still like, you dealing with that? Because of this wacko?
Plus, he's already got a history of concussions.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with that. There's no scenario I'm allowing him to wear a helmet we've already banned. If we ain't already banned it, we were thinking about it, then I could be. They have already deemed this helmet unsafe. You cannot now let Antonio Brown wear it because he's crazy. And so the question becomes, once they say no to him, what's he really going to do? On one hand, you would just assume, well, he's just going to play football, because who's not going to play football over a type of helmet and sacrifice $50 million? But who would do any of this stuff that he's doing? Who would even threaten? Who would even threaten to do that? Somebody who's perhaps unbalanced, like Antonio Brown. So that's your big NFL story. Doesn't sound like it's going to get resolved anytime soon.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Don't ask stupid questions, stupid.
What you got?
It's obviously and undeniably Mets National, City Field.
Yeah.
Massive game in the NL wildcard race. National 61-53 in possession of the first NL wildcard. The surging New York Mets, 13-1 past 14 games, now 59-56. Just a half game back of the Brewers in the second NL wildcard. So this is could be, Ben, I don't want to get ahead of myself. This could be a preview of the NL wildcard game.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC. It's on 9 o'clock tonight, 1 hour episode. You ready?
I'm ready.
I watched the previews. I wrote a preview. I'm under the weather, so I might not be able to perform at my Dateline level.
Okay.
I'll give it my shot, though.
All right.
Haley was a great big sister to her two younger sisters. She helped cook for them. She cleaned for them. She showed them great attention and just cared for them in general. So it was no surprise when Haley told her parents that she wanted to become a nurse. And she was well on her way until April 2017. This girl, who had spent her life protecting her little sisters, now she was missing. And it turns out, it wasn't the little sisters who needed to be protected. It was Haley who needed to be protected. But nobody knew until it was too late. What happened to Haley? And why? That's tonight on Dateline.
Who's reporting?
Andrea Canning reports. What is going on? Where is Keith Morrison? Is he dead?
I think he's retired.
You think he's probably laying in a ditch with Haley.
He might be.
Probably laying in a ditch with Haley.
Has anyone seen that man?
Nah, I think my understanding is they've got Datelines going on weekdays too now.
Oh, so they're giving him the good shift.
I ignore them.
Or the easy shift.
To me, Dateline is a Friday night thing, not a Monday night thing.
It definitely is.
But my understanding is that Dateline's on Mondays, and Keith Morrison's getting those weeknight primetime Datelines. And so we get Andrea Canning on the weekends. I like Andrea Canning.
I like her too. I'm a fan.
I like Andrea Canning, but I just enjoyed a time when I get to spend my Friday night with Keith Morrison, and that's
right.
So few and far between these days.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Told you Jeff Calkins had the first Q&A with the new Memphis Athletic Director. It published earlier today, DailyMemphian.com. So if you got a subscription, go read that. And if you don't have a subscription, clear your cookies, and then you can go read it. No problem.
What's on tap next week?
Well, first things first, let me thank my friends Woodson, Will, Don, and Alan for sitting in studio. We had a crowd in studio today, Bennett. And that's the only reason these lights are so bright. Because I usually do this show in the dark. You have no idea how uncomfortable I've been for 2 hours. But we talked about self-awareness earlier. I'm smart enough to recognize how weird it would be if I asked these gentlemen to sit in the dark with me while I did a radio show, right? So I'd rather be uncomfortable than obviously weird. But I'll be in the dark again on Monday, I promise. As for next week, Penny's Tiger's going to be in the Bahamas. So we'll obviously follow that closely. More preseason NFL, and we'll be a week closer to the start of college football.
And tomorrow night, Memphis 9 on 1FC, you're breaking the guitar.
You don't think that's in my notes,
okay,
Bennett?
Okay, I wanted to make sure.
Been
I was
doing
scared.
This for a long time. Just let me do it. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy mine. And watch this. I hope to see you out at AutoZone Park tomorrow night for 901 FC versus
I'm getting used to this.
This is North Carolina FC. Match starts at 7:30. I'll be smashing a guitar with my injured arms just before kickoff. Tickets are still available. Memphis901FC.com. So I'll see you there if I see you there. And if not, we're just going to meet back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move is going to be made the first week of July. So from now until June 27th, you're still going to the current location, but starting July 8th, the Smile Center will be at 9.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.